Blog Talk Radio.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. Real talk.
Brandy, what up? 20 years since she's been
I'm not going to say out of the game, but a little off the scene a little bit. Again, that's Brandy. What up, everybody? 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. It's just Cypher. You know what we do. We recap the week in entertainment and news. Listen, this is Splitsville for a lot of folks this week. I mean, Splitsville. Listen, first of all, the woman that actually broke up Paula Patton and Robin Thicke finally came clean this week about having sex with Robin Thicke at a party. But at this point, who cares? He's lost a beautiful wife, and who cares? But listen, Jordan Sparks, Jason Derulo, Wiz Khalifa, Amber Rose, and now Randy Jackson and his wife. We'll get into it. After 18 years, and she's filing for divorce. Man, go figure. Before we go any further, all the way live from Charlotte, North Carolina. Give it up, Madam CeeLo Boston. Welcome to the show. What up, Boston?
Good afternoon in the morning time, and I am not part of ISIS. How y'all doing?
Listen, listen. If anyone knows Madam Boston, you know sometimes she you know, she throws off almost like she has Tourette's, you know, a little bit. But if you can find her on Facebook, Madam CeeLo Boston on Facebook, she's changed her profile pic. And I asked her about an hour ago, did ISIS recruit her? Because she looks like a member of the Taliban. Look her up on Facebook, Madam CeeLo Boston, all the way live from San Antonio. She's hot on this wet, rainy Friday. Give it up. Hot chocolate. Welcome to the show.
Yes, yes. I am drenched over here on this side of I-4 where it is still itty-bitty in Plant City. And I hope you are not a part of ISIS. You know, if they're not listening to the show now, they're definitely listening with all of that chatter. Chatter and banter. Sheesh.
We are.
No doubt. No doubt. Hey, I saw something today come across the wire. Danity Kane is on the comeback with DK3. Album release coming soon. Hey, the new single is called Rhythm of Love. So DK3, Danity Kane 3, represents the fact that it's only three members left. Well, I guess three members that get along anyway.
Yes, because they were recently scrapping. I heard a word on the street. So that's how it went from the four where it started out as five, and now it's down to three. So maybe we can get Dawn back on the show, and she can give us a little bit of insight on
actually going to work on getting her back on, our friend Dawn. Is it Rashad? What's her last
Richards.
Name?
Richards.
Dawn Richards, friend to the show, even though I don't know her last name. She's a friend to the show. Hey, 917-889. I know no one's last name. I barely know people's
first
names.
At least you didn't tear it up. You just
didn't
quite recall
it. You know my last name, because that's what he called me sometimes.
Normally he slaughters it, so yeah.
Yeah.
It's all good, though. We work
well. Throw me out there like that.
If my name want to fit it, I don't know if he'd do that.
Hey, I want to ask you real quick. Not only did Amber Rose file for divorce this week, supposedly after, we don't really know the story, but allegedly Wiz Khalifa cheated on her, right? But we're going to get to that piece in a minute. Why did Nick Cannon just sign Amber Rose to a management deal this week?
For a book deal and some movie type stuff, like where
And they all like chummy. So this is the only point. We're going to take a break, come right back. Listen, folks be sleeping on Nick Cannon. Yo, because Nick Cannon then had all of the baddest joints in the game. And I'm thinking Amber Rose is about to be one of them. Hey, but ain't starting no rumors. Hey, it's 9:09. We'll be right back. You're inside the Friday Night Cypher.
That ain't none of my business. That ain't none of my business.
Shall we get it? I'ma get it. Shall we get it?
When the low, I used to holler at his homie. Ooh, now I'm about to ride him like a pony. Yeah, okay. Thug Polly, yo, come Polly. He wanna fun a fat dolly and pop my free. I hope your pockets got a motherfucker on pot Polly. Or is it that you never bow? John Sally, he had the rose in the voice, the tone in his voice. Don't want a good girl, nah. It's a choice. Put the top on H, put two on W, mouth on open air. On smother, yo, on a cover top. L magazine, vroom, vroom, vroom. Get gasoline, should I be your wife? Nah, we got bang though, I got these whips. Call me the Django.
Bitsy Plant City. I am your girl, Hot Chocolate, General T.M. Hyman, Madam CeeLo Boston. That was Breezy and Nicki Minaj. We gonna get it right.
Work.
That's a Ben song.
Speaking
yet.
Of getting it right. Speaking of getting it right, listen. Doc Rivers just got it right. Doc Rivers, the famed NBA coach for the L.A. Lakers, just agreed to stay with the team for 5 more years, taking them into 2019 with a deal worth what? Worth $50 million. Doc Rivers. $50 million for 5-year contract extension to stay with the Clippers. How about that?
Wow.
Worth. Yeah. Big up Doc Rivers.
Yeah.
All that drama, or all that drama you just went through, you deserve it, brother.
Sure does. Sure,
yes,
does. That would make me feel a lot better about the situation.
Hey, no doubt. Hey, now who caught the jump off of Love and Hip Hop Hollywood last Monday?
Oh, I did, and I am so surprised at you for being drawn into the ratchetness. But I bet you it was the cute little girls that caught your fancy, huh? Since this is a more male catered to show with the young ladies and the selection. I don't know a lot of them.
A lot of little babies on that joint.
Yeah. A lot of eye candy for your fellas. It was extra ratchet too.
Like, I know Mia, the one in Dayton Soulja Boy. I was so shocked.
Oh, yeah, that's Teddy Riley's daughter. Yeah.
Right.
And, I mean, like, I got to, like, kind of watch her grow up. You know what I'm saying? Like, so to see her up there, I was just like, what are you up there for? Like, please don't come part of this.
Poor little thing. Is she getting her feelings hurt all in public?
Right. He's showing his tail, you know. But
So, did you all hear that TD Jakes is taking legal action against a pair of rappers?
Get
out of here, Bishop. Bishop
is getting a little gangster with his now. TD Jakes, spiritual leader, is taking action against the rapper's use of his sermon in the Holy Ghost remix on Jeezy's album. It says, and this is according to Centric TV, Bishop T.D. Jakes has plans to take legal action against the unauthorized sample of his sermon, Don't Let the Chatter Stop You, featured on Young Jeezy's latest album, Seen It All, The Autobiography. The snippet is used on the rapper's Holy Ghost remix featuring Kendrick Lamar, yet the famed spiritual leader says he never cleared the soundbite for use. On Monday, Jakes posted on his official Facebook page, special note, the Holy Ghost remix by Jeezy featuring Kendrick Lamar was produced without the knowledge or consent of TD Jakes, TDJ Enterprises, Dexterity Music, or its associated companies. We are taking the necessary legal actions to stop the unauthorized use of TD Jakes' intellectual property, end quote. In the sample, Jake says, to tell myself I'm still on fire, I'm under attack, but I'm still on fire. I got some chatter, but I'm still on fire. I got some threat, but I'm still on fire. I got some liabilities, but I'm still on fire. If it's not amazing that I'm on fire, I've been to hell and back, but I'm still on fire. It remains unclear what these quote-unquote legal actions will mean for the rappers. Young Jeezy and Lamar have yet to respond to Jakes.
No doubt. Listen, stop fronting on preachers thinking that it's just a word the Lord. Listen, it's a business. It's a business. These sermons are just as legitimate as these records are.
Yeah.
I mean, get out of here. It's intellectual property. So, I mean, you know, he's setting precedent. I mean, because, I mean, listen, what's right is right. You need to consult someone before you use their stuff, period. Hey, 50 Cent, condolences to 50 and his family. 50's grandmother, Lula Jackson, passed away yesterday. And if you all may, some may or may not remember, 50 actually did an interview with Oprah back in 2012, for those whose memory can go back that far. And he actually talked about Miss Lula Jackson being the woman that he loved most out of all the women in the world. And so, again, our condolences to Curtis Jackson and the family, R.I.P., Grandma Lula Jackson.
Wow. And that's hard even for someone with the persona, quote-unquote, that he has. She was definitely a very big part, if not all, of his life. So, condolences.
Who's renting a mansion?
Oh.
Renting a mansion?
And I'm looking at it right now, and it's quite sprawling.
Okay. Why are they renting it, though?
Because they can't afford to buy one. Get out of here.
Can't afford to rent it either, then, if that's the case. Who is it?
Jocelyn. Oh, this is new age pimping. Jocelyn Hernandez.
We already knew that. Yeah.
They're renting a new mansion in Atlanta that clearly is off the chain. It's they're like the new Ike and Tina, right? Stevie J and Jocelyn.
They really are.
Pretty crazy. 8:918. We're going to pause for the calls. Come right back. You're inside the Cypher. Recap of news and entertainment. We'll be right back.
Stevie.
OG, Bobby, Josh. OG, Bobby, Josh. OG, Bobby, Josh. OG, Bobby, Josh.
You are now listening to a Bobby Johnson beat.
Hey, word on the street, I'm a suspect.
Suspect.
Hanging with the killers in a project.
Ooh.
Head on wanna keep quiet. Catch a nigga slipping from behind.
Boom.
OG, Bobby, Josh.
Hey.
OG, Bobby, Josh.
Ooh.
OG, Bobby, Josh.
Josh.
OG, Bobby, Josh.
Hey.
Wipe a nigga out like an outbreak.
Wipe him out.
Chop a star and bust and make the house shake.
Grah.
The sweeter than a pound cake. Keep the eyes on your chin, better watch what your mouth say.
Watch it.
Lean with the footballs, got a little trippin'.
Thanks.
Hey, keep sippin'. Dirty 8K with the beam on it.
Dirty.
Clip so long, I can lean on it.
Long.
Free my nigga, fly behind bars.
Free him.
Move 100 pounds for a lawyer, beat the charge.
Beat it.
Pack tech down, run the ballet muscle fuck. If a nigga try to rob, hit him with the hoe.
Boom.
Word on the street, I'm a suspect.
Suspect.
Hangin' with the killers in the project.
Woo.
Hey, don't wanna keep quiet. Catch a nigga slippin' from behind.
Boom.
OG, Bobby, Josh.
Hey.
OG, Bobby, Josh.
Ooh.
OG, Bobby, Josh.
Josh.
OG, Bobby, Josh.
Okay, we started catching felonies and bangs.
West side.
Riding through the hood in a hot bar.
Right.
And now they see it in the SWAT, had a trap house. Every day, click, scoot, clear.
Turn it.
I got a pocket on the bankroll.
Hey.
Anybody try me, I'ma let the thing go. But put a whole clip through your tango. Cause I know your homie gone, like you heard you can't do. Came through, busting every set there. You violated mandatory, bet there.
What?
So like, sniffing what you pushing, weird. Now the undercover ass people look for dead there.
Tell
me with the OGs hanging.
Yep.
OZs slanging.
Okay.
Side phone, double cut, cold
drink.
You running for me, wrong. Be banging, meet you at the car road. What they gon' be singing out of.
Word on the street, I'm a suspect.
I'm a real suspect.
Hanging with the killers in the project.
West
side. They don't wanna keep quiet.
Keep quiet.
Catch a nigga slipping from behind.
Boom.
OG, Bobby, Josh.
Ain't no flaws in my.
OG, Bobby, Josh.
Ain't no sinks in my.
OG, Bobby, Josh.
You already know I'm about to do
OG,
this.
OG, Bobby, Josh.
What? You should go and get him like Denzel.
Denzel.
How you think I put him in the phone? Static on your line, I'm like Fife. Yo, Jake Aaron. Sold me a phone.
Hold
on. Thing we feel dead and dying. She got Aaron. Now that's enticing.
Ooh.
Me and you, your homegirl. You're the homegirl at the Ritz Carlton. That's exciting.
Hey.
I ain't never been a snitch. Yeah, them bricks got me wrist. Hope to die. Yeah, I crossed my heart. Then I hear honest with a chain so bright you would thought I was afraid of the dog.
Hey.
Earth stripes just like a zebra. That soft white and bows a reefer.
Yeah.
Thinking like. like Arthur Blank. In the Haynes white beater. Remember one time grandma walked in my room like, boy, what you got right there? I said, I ain't gonna lie, damn you. Old pie, quicker way to be a millionaire. Home season, the ball off, nigga. Right back to balling, nigga. Round a million off of no Z. Never play them pole league game. You won't hear my name type shit. Make you an OG.
OG. Word on the street, I'm a suspect. Hanging with the killers in the project. They don't want to keep quiet.
This shit.
Catch a nigga slipping from behind.
Who better?
OG, Bobby, Josh.
Hey,
OG, Bobby, Josh.
Ooh.
OG, Bobby, Josh. Josh. OG, Bobby, Josh.
Hey.
On that Chardonnay, going touchdowns on your runway. I'm bitchin' forever like Bombay and I'm Rambo in the O. I'm billionaire rich like John Jack, I'm Camo in the O. These stocks can't clock me nowadays, you wish I was your pound cake. Boy, you know I look good at four, wish I was your baby mom. Want me to come around and give you good karma, but no, we escalating up in this bitch like elevators. Of course, sometimes shit go down when it's $1 billion on the elevator. Of course, sometimes shit go down when it's $1 billion on the elevator. On that, this diamond, my diamond, this rock, my rock. I woke up like this. We flawless, ladies. Tell them I woke up like this. We flawless, ladies. Tell them say I look so good tonight.
Figure it out.
Figure it out.
Yep. I'm trying to figure out. What VH1 is really doing, because I mean, it's bad enough that they have the most ratchet shows on television, specifically cable. But what the hell is Meet the Flockers?
What
really? Do we really care about Waka Flocka and Tammy? Really?
They got it. No, you can't. You know, wait, hold on, time out, wait, flag on the damn play.
Meet the Flockers.
They got a show. I'd rather see Shekinah and Tani, and they got a show.
Coming
I definitely
soon,
don't want to see Waka Flocka and that boring
spin
chick
off.
Tammy.
Spinoff. Meet the Flockers.
Hey. Oh, they're boring. They are boring.
Yeah, but she's a good girl.
Show that anyone can get a reality show. So, folks, if you're listening to the show and you are really, really seeking some stardom, listen, just go get some of your craziest friends and grab a camera and put it to work. And you, too, can have a VH1 reality show.
Do not promote that. I don't know, but a lot of people do like them as a couple.
A lot of people do what, Boston?
Like them as a couple. Because she's, you know, seemingly more reserved than he is. First of all, the fact that Jocelyn even got her hands on her, I was like, okay, yeah. That's when I said, all right, Tammy, you need to stay at home.
I don't think they're relevant enough to me, which leads me to believe I shouldn't even be entertaining that show in the first place, because the demographic is younger than my children, and my children are grown. So,
right.
But it's surprising at how many people my age, yes, I am the more mature one on the show, how many people my age indulge in this show. They love it. They love it. They love all the whole Love and Hip Hop series. They don't miss a season.
Right. I mean, because it's, you know, ratchetness that, you know, you just kind of don't even, you don't want to look, but you can't turn away.
Yeah, so it's the train, the consummate train wreck. You just can't stand to look away.
Every time I come into, now every time I come into contact with things that I just really don't want to look at, but I can't help it. It reminds me of this fight that happened in the parking lot of Chuck E. Cheese that I just really, they had to pull me away. I wasn't part of the fight. I got closer to see what the hell was going on.
She said a fight at Chuck E. Cheese.
Get out of here. No, you know, she'll fight anywhere. She'll fight anywhere. Anybody that'll start beef with Chuck E. has problems. Hey, speaking of beef, you know there's a beef, supposedly a beef between Trey Songz and August Alsina.
Really?
Now, I don't really know the beef, but you know, I thought it was a good transition into the story about August Alsina. People are saying that this might have been, you know, like a press stunt. I'm not too sure. I'm not sure if you know, but August Alsina fell off a stage in New York City, which some people say the way he fell, it was kind of suspect. But I'm looking at pics right now, and I heard earlier in the week that August actually woke up out of a 3-day coma. When he fell, he actually fell into a coma for 3 days and woke up recently out of that coma. Which is pretty scary if that's real. Now I'm not questioning it, but I'm just saying that we know artists and people will pull stunts for publicity.
They will.
Yeah, but I don't know about that though. I mean, because if you saw, like, first of all, I saw the taping, like when he fell, he looked like he passed out, like he just like lost all bodily function, and they showed like pictures of why he's in the hospital or whatever. He's still hooked up to the breathing machine, you know. He's still in the hospital.
Nicki Minaj went to visit him. I saw pictures of that too.
Right, and a couple people, you know, gave him some shout outs or whatever. But I mean, what people don't understand is a lot of times when these artists are on tour, they're going from city to city to city. if they get any rest at all, is between fans and having to practice. It's a rigorous schedule. So,
right.
I mean, it's very possible that he passed out.
He said that he is recovering well, and he thanks everyone for their prayers, their kind words, and definitely those that actually visited him. So I'm thinking that it wasn't a stunt. I'm thinking that it was real. But there are folks who said that they didn't think it was real. So I just wanted to share the story tonight. For those who may be a little suspect, listen, everybody's not a liar. Just because you're surrounded by liars don't mean everybody lies.
Everything's not a conspiracy. Exactly.
Big up to August Alsina. Now, listen, I am looking at something that is just making my Friday.
Uh-oh.
I am looking at some leaked new selfies of Kim Kardashian.
I mean, no disrespect, Kimmy Cakes, because we all agree here, the females on the panel, that we can appreciate, a nice-looking female. But Kim's pictures look like she posed for them, like she paid for someone to take intimate boudoir pictures. And okay, oops, I leaked them. They're very, very young, very boring.
They are selfies. Now, let's not front. Let's not hate on Kim Kardashian.
Actually, I will yawn at her. She's pretty boring to me.
She took these herself, and I'm not a perv. And I don't necessarily get into pornography, but I'm staring real hard at these new selfies right now.
You're a perv,
yes,
you are. You and Sabe are both pervs. One more openly than the other.
Get out of here. Get out of here. This is my thing. Kim Kardashian is not the only celebrity that has recently had nude selfies leaked. It has happened to Megan Good. I'm looking for those.
Jill
Megan
Scott.
Good. It has happened to Jill Scott. I don't want to see those.
I saw them, but that's neither here nor there. And the young men are starting to come out as well. There are recently pictures of Omarion that have surfaced.
Okay, well, that's between you and Omarion.
Oh, well, I haven't seen those either, and I'm not interested because that would be like looking at one of my children again.
Hold on. Nah, how about this? Since we're talking about candy, how about Idris?
Heart palpitations. Oh, sorry. I didn't say that over.
You call me be a perv? Get out of here.
When I say, I saw that man's clothes, but it was wet clothes.
Hey, we're going to pause for the cause. Come right back. We're going to let these pervs perv on the other side.
Thank you, Lord.
Hey, we'll be right back. 934.
Praise him, Jesus.
Got me on my
Idris
Brooklyn.
Elba, thank you for that beautiful creation.
Hey, what
man.
I told him, I said, being hot gets you the MVP. Staying hot gets you the Hall of Fame. Low show.
Brooklyn forever.
Smurda, what up, son? Brooklyn, what up, son?
Holla at me.
Yeah. I hit my smutty dance when I caught the lick. I hit my smutty dance when I caught the chick. I Bobby Smurda that when she came around. Threw that hat up in the air, never came down. And I just caught that body like a week ago. Real quick, click, clack, get the freaking. You want some hot, chillin' out in Mykonos. All summer, hey, we can.
All summer.
I ain't no killer, but don't push me, yo.
Push me, yo.
I had them killers in your bushes, yo.
Bushes, yo.
Some trick, splurge on the pussy, yo. You give me one day, I purge on that pussy, yo. You ain't seen these kicks since like the fifth grade. Back when Bo Jackson and King Griffey played. On my 90s flow, young OG. On my GSC, meet the family. Can't hold you forever, you gon' get a date.
Get a date.
Tell them free my critter mate. Hold your head to all my in the state. D block, GS9, get it straight. Got the in the on me. Gloves, mask, and a hoodie on me. In case we need to steal a V, I got the pulley on me. I know you shocked, right? They got me on my bully, homie. It's fake love, cause they really hate.
Really hate.
For my downfall, they really wait.
Really wait.
100 yardies, 100 Haitians. I'm a hot by affiliation.
Fresh about the county, I done did a little bit. Let the popos run up for me, I won't tell them coppers. All this money in my pocket, you might think I stole them. I got four, since I'm here.
some low pros on my Benz. And if I catch that slipping, I'ma shut him down. Let my homie separate his body, call it 7 pounds. Better cool out. I'm nice with the hands, you keep talking, that shit I knock you out. I be picking you up off of the ground, but thinking you Tupac. And shawty give me till I pass out. And she just getting checks cause I out. Making money, gotta be the fast route. If you ain't, better get your ass out.
That make him diddy bop. Free slice Billy, let my Billy rock. And free your Billy, let a Billy out. With Flex, drop a bomb on us, watch the city rock. Make Diddy Swanny dance right on Biggie Block. Make him bring 100 bands in the city out. With Fresh, pull up in that brand new yacht. Watch me start off with your, cause I'm worth about a million now. Think if we dance around, come on, get five. That's Bobby Shmurda, not Bobby Brown. Let him pop up on your block. Better calm it down, get the same drop in that. And he don't come around, cause they know they gon' get five.
We're gonna get you. Like hanging out too long on 91st and Windtrap. Bop. See, you the type to probably get got.
It's a joke.
See, this wheel on the. Stop. Shorty climb this money mountain to the tip top.
Get it.
Throw 150 on my wrist.
Watch.
Stay with the heat, they call me Chris Bosh. Angry cause see me leaving they block.
Shout my web, shout my logo. Free my smiles, free my scooter.
I suggest you probably pray to Buddha. Conglomerate and GS9 full of.
Let's talk about a hot. My dogs are sitting right. Suggest we never cop. Who the first to bring that Lambo on the block? Popping aces in the studio with Bobby Neal. Spurt. Before all the labels started calling them.
I heard them.
Cause I understand them cause I'm one of them.
I am.
So no, you hate on me if you hate on them.
Bang, bang, bang.
Memphis, Memphis, that's who we are.
We are.
Made a million out of glass, y'all.
Me.
I got boss,
boss.
My knew they just caught a charge.
Hey.
Lord, we gon' ride scrap,
scrap.
We be back that beat, that rap. And free my me, come on my Philly. And my New York from Dykeman, she Dominican.
Hey.
Grammy Savage, that's who we are. Grammy, Grammy's dressed in G-Star. GS9, I go so hard. But GS from a squad. And if there's a problem, we gon' brawl. Popping out there, I'm with Trigger, I'm with Rasha, I'm with A-Raw. Broad daylight and we gon' let them things blow. Tell them free Mishi, yo. Subway, free Breezy, yo. And tell my, murder team, bro. About a week ago, with us and then we tweaking, tweaking. Run up on that, get to squeeze him, squeeze him. Everybody catch him, got me on my bully, yo. I'ma run out with that gun on him, on him. I'ma run out, go dumb on him. Got me on that young. Got me on that go dumb. Got me on that go dumb, man. Trap mode is mock. Hotter than the. Hey, yo, pull up. I need some more drinks.
For the love of my life.
Gotta make that money, man.
Step in my nine, live a chip and sip it, the chocolate, fall in the nighttime, gotta get mine. Ain't taking the shots of the boss, the top of the phone. Call up my nigga, stand at home, polish in the back, 10 chrome. Got it, we can hit, so bring your shit, cause once again, it's dumb. Sit it on with a flip of bird, my wig to the curb, so I'm swerving, roll out. To pick up the 666 thug and follow the murder for robbing the dope house. Smoke, up by the may bomb so high, not coming to slay with both grenades and a gauge. I'ma play with the love, I'm falling the grave, and life, filling in the dry lake, which part of the place, and quick. We rolled up, with those to the living room. Hopped out of the car and started to blow up. Up, fucking a kaboom. It blew all the bodies all over the room. Them zoom, and gotta move fast. Why the purple's coming? Snatch up me, yummy. So nigga, don't think it's funny. I'm coming up quick and not quite. Cause Smash be loving his money.
I'm giving up love to the hustlers. All them fights clipped up. Just making that money. Stand on your feet. And you better believe. Gotta have that cheek for the green leaves. Never kept me sleep. Steady on the grind. Getting my stand down from a crime. And I hit up the 99. Giving up that yeah, yo. Making me say yo, 20 nickels and dimes. Hit up a stick up a lick up that 211. Gotta get what's mine, then bailing. Me kicking up dust on me, trailing, failing 187. That's how it is, and I got to have it. And in the nine quad. Mission to check the meal and still be real. Thuggin' on the clock, clock creeping on the come up. Won't sleep till I'm done up. Gotta blaze me blunt up. Hunt up another pot and skein. Gotta make some great results. Just nut up, what up? Gotta get that business on. Even though the food is running, it's done me feeling lovely. But I'm just in it for the love of the money.
Gotta make that money, man.
Money, man.
Malibu, California, 941 in Newark, Delaware. What's going on? It's Friday Night Cypher Jam Session. Tonight, inside the cypher, hey, it's the after work party. You know, we're kicking off the wet weekend here in Tampa. You know what we do. We recap the week in news and entertainment. Hot chocolate, Madam CeeLo Boston, you do TM. Hey, we want to hear from you. Got a few minutes left in the show. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Man, again, Splitsville week for a lot of couples, specifically a lot of our Hollywood couples. Randy Jackson and his wife, Erica, filed for divorce after 18 years. Man, I'm thinking 18 years is a long time to just kind of throw away. For those who are wondering, who's Randy Jackson? Is that Michael's brother? No. Former American Idol judge Randy Jackson and his wife Erica are getting a divorce after 18 years. Erica actually filed for this divorce, citing irreconcilable differences. That word always kind of get me. Irreconcilable means they couldn't work it out. There was nothing that anybody could say or do to get them to want to stay married. Irreconcilable. Erica is requesting full custody. The thing that bothers me about divorces is just that when you fight over the kid back and forth, this situation, not too bad. He's 17. So they can't really fight over him. He can clearly say, I want to go with mom, want to go with dad. Spousal support is up in there. So she's good.
Sure
with is. Hey, they married back in 95, have two kids, a daughter who is 19, and, of course, again, just mentioned the 17-year-old son. Man, it's always unfortunate to hear about divorce. And that's why I think the whole idea of matrimony is not a focus. So I saw some statistics on a show the other day, and it talked about how marriage is not a focus for Americans, specifically young Americans. Like the birth rate has slowed down tremendously, which is a problem, America. We've got to get back to producing. Because if we don't produce, we really don't have a life form that's going to continue to perpetuate humanity. And so the birth rate has slowed down. The divorce rate is extremely high. So people are like, wait a minute, wait a minute. I'll wait to get divorced and I'll wait to have kids. We got to kind of check ourselves on that. On to other splits. Jordan Spark, Jason Derulo. Jason actually responded yesterday because Jordan sent out a tweet that after, you know, it's been a little bit of time. I think it's been a few weeks since they've actually parted. And her first response to their breakup was a tweet, something to the effect of, you know, you don't cry over the breakup. You know, just be happy that it happened. That was the tweet. So, you know, his response to her tweet pretty much was they split up. She's the best person. You know, she's amazing. He has nothing bad to say about her. And they didn't break up because someone cheated. And so there you go. I know all y'all want to know who did what. He said it was nothing like that. So get out of their business.
Just looking at them, though, they just seem to be that they would probably break up because of, like, touring and scheduling and stuff like that. Because it's hard to be in a relationship when you're moving around a lot. It's a lot more work. So, yeah, I can see what that could happen.
And relationships is just that. Relationships is work. And you know, the issue that we have, I think, in America right now, as it relates to not just marriage and having kids, you know, we have a problem with commitment, and we have a problem with relationships.
Yeah,
you know,
as a whole.
So we got to do better with really trying to understand one another. men and women need to understand each other a little better, you know, and, well, specifically coming out of Wednesday's show, you know, why are black women portrayed as angry people? You know, I think, one, not only does it get down to some hurt and some pain, you know, that we don't really want to deal with, we don't know how to deal with it. And so, you know, a lot of times men really don't know how to deal with, you know, hurt and pain. See, we can't really take you crying. The fact that a woman that you love is crying, that makes you want to do something. Because there's only one or two things you can do when somebody's crying, whether you're a man or a woman. You can do something to comfort them, to stop them from crying, or you're going to start crying with them.
Yourself.
There's nothing in between. Or you're going to run away from it and not deal with it at all. And that's what happens. We run away from the situation, not because we don't love, or it's because we don't know what to do. And it's not the right thing to do, but that's what has happened to all. I mean, come on. Where are the fathers? All of the fathers, we didn't. I'm not going to say we because I'm not a father, but they didn't know what to do.
Right. But see, the thing is, honey, you may not be a father. However, you are a role model to a lot of young men. So,
absolutely.
I'll allow you to say the whole you're not a father part. But as far as you are looked up to by a lot of young men that you give a very good example of how to carry yourself as a man. So the thing is that in our community, those men who are able to step up should and not be afraid to show young men how to be young men.
But when you don't know how, you have to find somebody to help you to model that behavior. Because I'm going to tell you how I learned was because I was around men that I could actually model that behavior. My grandfather, my uncles, you know, my dad, you know, I sought out people who were doing positive things. The problem a lot of times is our pride. We're going to take a break, come right back. This is the Friday Night Cypher. It is a jam session. But it's real talk at the same time. Our pride is a problem because we can be busted and disgusted and somebody can help us, but we have to ask for the help and have an open hand. We still want to keep a closed hand and look at people upside down when you're the one that needs the help. Get out of here. It's the Friday Night Cypher.
Yes, yes, y'all, and you don't stop. To the beat, y'all, and you don't stop. Yes, yes, y'all, and you don't stop. A 1-2, y'all, and you don't stop. Yes, yes, y'all, and you don't stop. To the beat, comp says to be the short shot. Come on. Come
I met
on.
This girl when I was 10 years old. And what I love most, she had so much soul. She was old school. But I was just a shorty, never knew. Throughout my life, she would be there for me on the regular. Not a church girl, she was secular. Not about the money, those stuff was my checker, but I respected her. She hit me in the heart. A few New York niggas had dinner in the park. But she was there for me, and I was there for her. Pull out a chair for her, turn on the air for her, and just cool out. Cool out and listen to her. Sitting on bone, wishing that I could do eventually. If it was meant to be, then it would be because we related physically and mentally. And she was fun then. I'd be geeked when she come around. Slim was fresh, yo, when she was underground. Original, pure, untapped, but a down sister. Boy, I tell you, I miss her.
Yes, yes, y'all, if you don't stop. Just a beat, y'all, if you don't stop. Yes, yes, y'all, if you don't stop. 1-2, y'all, if you don't stop.
Now periodically I would see old girl at the club, sit at the house party. She didn't have a body, but she started getting thick quick. Did a couple of videos and became Afrocentric. Out goes the weed, in goes the braids, beads, medallions. She was on that tip about stopping the violence, about my people she was teaching me. By not preaching to me, but speaking to me in a method that was leisurely, so easily I approach. She dug my rap, that's how we got close. But then she broke to the West Coast, and I was cool, cause around the same time, I went away to school, and I'm a man of expanded, so why should I stand in her way? She
probably get her money in L.A. And she did study, she got big pub, but what was foul? She said that the pro black was going out of style. She said Afrocentricity was of the past. So she got into R&B, hip house, bass, and jazz. Now black music, and it's all good. I wasn't salty, she was with the boys in the hood. Cause I was new for her, she was becoming well-rounded. I thought it was dope how she was on that freestyle shit, just having fun. Not worried about anyone, and you can tell by how her titties hung.
Yes, yes, y'all, if you don't stop. Just a beat, y'all, if you don't stop. Yes, yes, y'all, if you don't stop. One, two, y'all, if you don't stop. Yes, yes, y'all, if you don't stop. Until the beat time, gotta be the short shot. Yes, yes, y'all, if you don't stop. Check it, don't check it.
I might have felt a bitch that this chick was creative. Once the man got to her, he on to the native. So if she got an image and a gimmick, then she can make money. And she did it like a dummy. Now I see her in commercials. She's universal. She used to only swing it with the inner city circle. Now she be in the burbs looking rockin', dressin' hippie. And on some dumb shit when she comes to the city. Talking about popping rocks, serving rocks, and hitting switches. Now she's a gangster rolling with gangster bitches. Always smoking blunts and getting drunk. Telling me sad stories. Now she only fucks with the funk. Stressing how hardcore and real she is. She was really the realest before she got into showbiz. I did her. Not just to say I did it, but I'm committed.
Girl,
but so many niggas hit it that she's just not the same. Letting all these goofies do her. I see niggas slamming her and taking her to the sewer. But I'ma take her back hoping that this shit stop. Cause who I'm talking about, y'all, is hip hop.
9:52
p.m.
9:53 p.m. here on TM Hyman Radio. Your girl Hot Chocolate, TM Hyman, Madam CeeLo Boston at the wheels. We got Toya joining us in the studio as well. We got a few more minutes left in the show. 917-889-3926 if you want to weigh in. And, yeah, TM was talking about it being Splitsville with a lot of couples this week, and particularly Amber Rose and Wiz Khalifa, among allegations that he was unfaithful to her. And inside of that as well is the breaking news that Nick Cannon, who is splitting with his wife Mariah Carey, has signed Amber Rose to a management deal, and they have been very buddy-buddy, chummy-chummy here lately. So there's rumors flying all over the mill regarding those two.
I don't think it's nothing between them, though. I think that it is business. Because keep in mind, I don't know if any of y'all...
And I'm not saying that it's not. I'm not saying that it's not business.
I mean, it might be a little more business than pleasure, or a little more pleasure than business, which...
Y'all cut that out. I think it's more business than pleasure, because it is very possible, people, to be a beautiful woman and be working with a beautiful man and there
work,
nothing
I,
going
on. Absolutely. I concur. I work with beautiful women. I mean, you all. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
So
and
I'm
I agree. However, none of us beautiful women are Amber Rose, who has the unfortunate... what do we call it, reputation of being, you know, a young lady who is a side chick or, you know, a jump off or, you know, he just wifed her. Like, don't be mad at me. I'm just saying what everybody else wants to say.
All I know is that it's possible. And like I said, I'm the only one messing it up. You know what I'm saying? claiming TM. You know what I'm saying?
It's all good. It's all good. Even though, you know, you can dye your hair and go to, you know, Dominican Republic and come back over a weekend and you can look like Amber Rose.
You can.
Exactly. You see what I'm saying? I got to get a little taller, but, you know. But anyway, what I was going to say is, I don't even know if y'all even followed them prior to this news or whatever, but when, I think it was Wizard's Rule, either last album or the album before that, Amber was on his album doing her artist
as a feature.
So, yeah. And so, and she also had, she did a song too. I got to find it and I'll send it to you. But, and I'll also post it to the TM Hyman radio page. But, yeah,
ladies and gentlemen, in the shadows all night long have been Latoya live out of Newark, Delaware. she's doing work, but I could not, you know, let the show close without letting you know she's been lurking the entire show. Latoya live out of Newark, Delaware.
Hello, hello.
Hey, Toya.
Hey. I don't know though. Oh my gosh, hold on. We haven't even talked about it. Did you guys see on the news where the state trooper shot the man after he asked for his license and the man was going to reach for the license? He shot him before he even reached. Was the problem?
Shot him four times.
It
wow.
was recorded. It was recorded.
Yeah, what? From the dash cam.
Uh huh. The dash cam, sir. Yes.
It's open season on black men. I don't know. I mean, it's just, whoa.
Let me say this. This is something that it's not like it's just happening all of a sudden, people. But that's what they want you to think, that it's just all of a sudden. Well, not all of a sudden. It's been going on. It's just not being looked at as, oh, it's them just being black and, oh, they were probably doing something anyway. It can't be pushed off like that anymore. It's too open.
Hey, something that blew me away, because we're talking about issues, minority, African-American issues specifically, Eric Holder resigning.
Yes.
What? Oh.
Our Attorney General.
Eric Holder stepping down from the Obama administration. Ladies and gentlemen, you've got to pay attention to what's going on right now in the country. Eric Holder, our Attorney General, stepping down as we, I'm not sure if you all really understand the magnitude of what is taking place, as we have just gone to war over in Syria.
Right.
Yep.
You have right. to understand that the landscape of the world right now is changing, is shifting right before your very eyes. We
Absolutely.
Are in the midst of World War III, and that's not an understatement, ladies and gentlemen.
Right.
Yeah, pretty much.
Right. But Russia already threatened us. So, I mean, like, for real, people, you need to educate yourself. You know, I'm telling you, we are in the, this is going to be very memorable.
I hear so many people our age and demographic saying that they don't watch the news because it's too depressing. Whether it's depressing or not, it's our reality, and you really need to know what's going on in different parts of the world. I mean, as they're all directly related to what we have going on here.
Right.
60 seconds
right.
left of the show. Actually, less than 60 seconds. We're about to go off the air. Thanks for rocking. We're back on Monday, same place, same time, 9 p.m. Toya, Hot Chocolate, Madam CeeLo Boston, TM. Hey, we are up out of here. Thanks for rocking. Be safe. Don't drink and drive. Peace.
Have a great weekend.
Good God Almighty. Like back in the old days. You know, years ago, they had the A&R man to tell you what to play, how to play it, you know, whether it's disco or rock. But we just went in the studio and we did it. We had champagne in the studio, of course, you know, compliments of the company. And we just laid back and did it. So we hope you enjoy.
See him humming live. 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 Radio.